text 51551. Today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.
A state of emergency has been called in two Australian states as more than 120 bushfires continue to rage. At least three people are dead and thousands have been displaced by 3 days of dangerous weather conditions in New South Wales and Queensland as the fires burn. Well, I'm joined for more on this by Sydney journalist Kieran Rigney. Thank you, Kieran, for joining us. Authorities have issued the maximum catastrophic alert level for New South Wales. What's the latest?
Well, good evening from Sydney, Miriam. Yes, tomorrow is being called Catastrophic Tuesday. The latest is that now nearly 600 schools and colleges will be closed. In fact, the equivalent of the leaving certificate here called the HSC, several of those exams are being rescheduled. And basically, the message out to people living around the greater metropolitan area of Sydney, in the regions of the central coast of New South Wales and south of Sydney in the Illawarra and Wollongong districts, basically people have been told to avoid non-essential travel. In fact, it's gone to the stage now where people that are running the rural fire service and the fire brigades have said to people not to expect a knock on the door. Don't expect a fire truck. If you're not prepared already, get out of the areas at risk.
Wow. And I think it's tomorrow, is it, Kieran? They're really worried as well all around the Sydney area.
Yeah, tomorrow, this is why it's being now called Catastrophic Tuesday. What the concern is that you have a mixture of what's been long-term dry conditions around the greater metropolitan Sydney area. You have winds that are going to be up to 90 kilometres per hour and temperatures which will go to 38 degrees, which is well over 100 degrees Fahrenheit. But one of the key issues, though, Miriam, is that what they're concerned about later in the day is that the wind direction is going to change. Why is that important? Because the way that the fire burns in one direction will have a sudden shift, and it is very difficult to contain.
How are people preparing, therefore, for the next few days? And is the government handling the emergency well?
Well, people are, I guess they're listening to RTE's equivalent to your ABC radio, which is totally focused on making sure people are informed. There's also an app which is available, which basically tells you where fires are located near you. And by not going to schools and unnecessary travel, that's what people are doing. But it is kind of surreal because it's still largely unknown which areas are going to get affected in a very, very serious way in less than 24 hours from now. Now, government, you've asked about the government. Well, frankly, Miriam, the Australian government, which is a Conservative government, have been missing in action. The head of the New South Wales Fire Service, Shane Fitzsimmons, has criticised them. And also, the former New South Wales Fire Chief, Greg Mullins, along with 22 former emergency chiefs, warned the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, in April and in September, and wanted to have a meeting with them. They have predicted this. So there is huge criticism. And in fact, today, the Deputy Prime Minister, Michael McCormack, who is a well-known outspoken critic, climate skeptic, dismissed concerns. Yet, ironically, his constituents have suffered the most in the past 5 days because they represent a lot of the rural community who've been very badly affected in the last 4 days in New South Wales, with three people losing their lives and so many properties, over 150 properties and homes destroyed.
Kieran Rigney, lovely to speak to an Irish voice. Stay safe and thank you very much for joining us on our morning time. Now over to you, Brian Jennings, in the newsroom.